Birthday boy, he said he's not 46.
Yeah, I mean, let's set the record straight. No, you said 33.
I said 34.
40. Yeah, I turned 34.
Yeah, that's
41.
Oh, okay, I thought you said.
Yeah, I nailed that.
Well, I heard this dude 38. Say 46.
He's trying to complicate
man,
the
that's
situation.
A great save. That's okay. You know what? Our special guest today, because of this guy, I feel like I'm like 28.
Yeah.
Not 34.
Mike Lambden's with us. How's it going?
Going great, Eric.
Tell me about do we call it a gym? Is that the right name for it?
You can call it anything you want. Actually,
I don't think you want me to do that.
Can I call it free?
Yeah.
By looking at me, I'm not going to have many nice things to say about anything that resembles a gym.
You know, you might surprise me someday and come in and, you know, at least see what's going on.
Well, you won't be the only one surprised.
I mean, you watch this guy. This guy's came a long way.
Yeah?
Now, we're a you can call us a gym. I meant, but we're a boot camp type facility.
Okay.
With instructors and one of a kind. I mean, it's about excitement. When I semi retired 2 years ago, sold out of all of my gyms. 2 years of mowing the grass and cutting weeds and. And my wife was like, yeah, you need to find something to do. So I came up with Red Zone, and I moved my CrossFit in there. And it's been, matter of fact, December 11th will be our one-year anniversary, and it's been a phenomenal ride.
Where's it at again?
It's right next to the police station. It's 750 Southside Drive,
gotcha.
Right next to Decatur Police Station. Couldn't ask for better neighbors.
I was going to say, I think it's pretty safe.
it's great neighbors.
It is Red Zone Fitness, ML CrossFit. You know that Bruce tells me about a little bit. What all do you guys offer in there?
Basically, on the CrossFit, we offer CrossFit classes. Everything's done as classes. On the Red Zone size is classes. So everybody asks me, what's the difference between ML CrossFit and Red Zone? And the best way I can describe it is Red Zone is what I call CrossFit Light.
Okay.
So it's a 45 to 55 minute class that is all done by instructors, and we give you the workout of your life. Everything is heart rate monitored. So when Bruce walks in, his name pops right up on, what is your name?
Batman.
His name, Batman, pops up on the TV screen. And as an instructor, we can sit there and look and watch your color change, where your heart rate is. We can tell everything about you, everything, how many calories you're burning to that time that you walked in.
You're wearing what that tells you that information?
We do, what's called MyZone.
Okay.
And we signed on with MyZone about, a few months before we started. And it's all done electronically through MyZone. And matter of fact, starting today, we just added MyZone over into the CrossFit area.
Oh, okay.
So, it's really... it's hard to copy.
Yeah.
You've got to come in and try it. And it's about and being in this business. I've been in it 31 years now. It's about chemistry.
Yeah.
And family.
Are these workouts that are created that people come in one-on-one and do, or do you always have a trainer putting on a class?
Everything's okay. A classroom.
With a group of people.
Absolutely. So the great thing about
it. On both sides.
Absolutely. The great thing about it is it's Eric's first time walking in the door. We give you a heart rate monitor. We put you through a workout. But
thanks for being optimistic. I will get through it.
Yeah. You compete with yourself.
Yeah.
You compete with yourself. So even though I've got Bruce and everybody else alongside of me that might be running faster than me and I might be walking, that's fine.
Yeah.
So it's about success at the rate that you can do. Our success story has been very good.
Do you honestly believe this is for any level? Like somebody that hasn't worked out in 10 years?
This is, if you want my honest opinion, this is the best thing going right now.
Yeah.
Hands down. And it doesn't matter what level you're at. This is, when I studied for 14 months, believe me.
Yeah.
I picked the best, and this is the best.
Yeah, and jumping in here real quick. So Eric and Nick, you guys know I had that knee surgery earlier,
mm-hmm.
and Chief Guest smoked me. If he's listening, Chief Guest, here's your shout out again. You smoked me at the BO3K.
Yeah.
And so I needed personally something that was going to push me a little bit more. And the biggest thing people, I think, in the fitness world struggle with is, what do I do when I go to the gym? And so knowing that Red Zone already had these created workouts. I look, I'm three months and 2 weeks in, and we have not done the same workout one single time.
Oh,
and,
really?
And I go 4 days a week.
Oh, so it's just it's modified every day.
Yeah.
It's modified because what we want to do is keep your body off balance.
Oh, okay.
So you're not, you might come in and do the same exercise, but it might be in a whole different format.
Sure.
So you might run for 4 minutes today. Tomorrow you might run for 14 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's about success.
Yeah. Tell me about, first of all, if it's a class and it's certain times you got to go. So how many do you offer
a day? Oh, shoot. We offer, I believe, 6 to 8 classes a day. We start at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., for example, 8:30, 12 noon. And then in the evenings, we're 4:45 and 5:45. And yeah. Then we have them on weekends, of course.
Which side? Red Zone was CrossFit Light, you said, right?
Yes.
It's kind of the idea. You start there. I mean, unless you're advanced, but I mean, then you graduate and go to the CrossFit side. Is that what a lot of people do?
Absolutely.
Where are you at, Bruce?
So I'm on the Red Zone side. And the reason being, just, you know, I partially tore, you know, my meniscus. No. I partially tore my MCL playing football. I wanted something that was not going to be super strenuous on my joints.
Gotcha.
And so I wanted to build my base on Red Zone. Probably at the new year, I will start venturing a couple days to CrossFit, because now you start talking about lifting a little bit more, building a little bit more strength, but I wanted to build my cardio base. Look, no stories. When I first joined, I think I was running at like a 6, maybe a 7. And Mike could tell you a 7.5 at 2% incline, that'll give you an 8-minute mile.
Okay.
One class, I was able to bump my speed up to an 11. Now, if you don't know what running at 11 miles per hour is, you are rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
And that's not even fast. Yeah. There's this dude that's in class who runs at a 13 consistently.
Really?
And I never try to pick the treadmill next to him, because it's like, he runs at a 13. I'm trying to run at like a 9.
You look like you're walking.
Yeah, absolutely.
How much is it? Is it a monthly thing?
What Red Zone is completely different than any gym I've ever owned or any gym around.
Okay.
You buy visits. So what you do is you get on our Red Zone Decatur, Red Zone Fitness Decatur,
okay.
And our .com is rzdecatur.com.
Okay.
And you buy packages. So what I mean by that is, let's just say you do an elite package. Elite package is going to give you 15 visits. You use the visits however you choose. So at 15 visits for the month, you might go 4 times this month. Or 4 times this week.
Yeah.
Next week, you might only go 1 time. That's fine. You still got 15 visits to use. So for people that travel a lot with work or whatever,
sure,
it works great. You can do the workouts around there.
Is Red Zone, is this the only Red Zone? Is this, what's the word I'm looking for, Nick?
Chain?
It's not a chain.
It is you created
Red Zone yourself. Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing, so I know, I think, because I know I would walk in a place and do 5 minutes of workout, and I'm already going to be exhausted. So I'm assuming that you're going to tell me the people on the Red Zone side, you don't get in their way at all. And if you really want to be advanced, those people go to the CrossFit side anyway.
And that's what we're seeing happening as we speak. So what we've got is, we've got a group of people that have been where Bruce is, started, and for example, more girls than guys, we get, hey, I'm ready to go to the next level and try it. And the difference is on the Red Zone, everything's done with dumbbells.
Oh, okay.
On the CrossFit side, we do heavier dumbbells, but most of it's barbell workout.
Oh, okay.
So it's completely different. We'll take you to another level. Now, the difference is on Red Zone, your workouts, again, are going to be at least 45 minutes.
Okay.
On the CrossFit side, they'll fluctuate.
Yeah.
They might be 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes. It changes.
Depends on the insanity level.
Absolutely.
That's where the crazy people are, right?
Well, everybody, it's funny you say that, because everybody thinks we're crazy, but we're really not crazy.
I mean, you know what the joke is.
What is it?
You know how to know if somebody's doing CrossFit? You just wait, they'll tell you.
Well, you know what, but if you, like last weekend when I saw you, if you come up to me and talk to me about work, 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to talk to you about
CrossFit.
That's
all right.
So what I tell people that say that, the new people talk about CrossFit.
Yeah, they're the ones that get addicted to it.
Yeah, the people that have been doing it for 13, 14, or even 8 years, they're not going to talk CrossFit. Yeah.
And just kind of add to that, Mike, you know, so at Millikan, for those that don't know, so I went to Millikan, I was an exercise science major. So, I mean, this arena is kind of in my genre of what I studied. And I'll be the first to tell you, I was anti-CrossFit just because how do you do compound lifts at high repetition with a lot of weight? That goes completely against squatting 500 pounds really fast, yeah. You know? And so I was anti it, but then if you look at the athletes, especially like on the national level, like if you ever watch CrossFit games on ESPN,
it's nuts.
I mean, these dudes are freaks of nature and girls,
yeah.
You know? And so as I was, again, as I celebrate my 34th, I felt like I need something that is challenging, but not ready to jump into lifting heavy weights. And so, you know, like I said, Red Zone was the absolute place. And encourage anybody, if you're listening, if you want something that's challenging. Now, Mike won't tell you this on air. He rips me a new one consistently. and I posted on Facebook like, man, I must have pissed him off or something. Because it's like one day he literally went in on me like every 2 seconds he would look, Bruce, this girl's running faster than you. And I'm like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I accepted that before I walked in.
I did.
I'm looking at your schedule. So five, like for instance, tomorrow, 5, 6 a.m., 8:30 a.m., noon, 4:45, 5:45. So you span all parts of the day. And there, that is the same workout every time.
It changes. So you're just like if you down, we have.
But for that day though.
Yes, for that day.
Okay.
But every week if you become a member, we have a Red Zone app, fitness app. You download it, and that's how you sign up for your classes. And every day it changes. So tomorrow might be cardio and chest.
But within the day, there's no picking because you're doing the same workout. You're putting that on six different times, but it's the same workout that day. So you're not going more than once in a day.
Correct.
But like Thursday you have four. So it also fluctuates how many classes you have in a day. Some days you offer more classes, some days you don't. But like total body, chest and legs are all the workouts. And over the weekend, total body workouts, you've got a couple. I'm guessing you don't get a whole lot of workouts other than the mornings. On the weekends, that's why you have them when you have them.
That is exactly right. Yeah. Believe it or not, 5 a.m., our classes average 24 people.
Really?
Yeah. I've been
before work. I mean,
I've been in this business for a long time. I've had gyms with 1,200 members.
Yeah.
I've never had 20 people in my gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. So the atmosphere of this place is completely different. We can motivate you.
Yeah,
if we can.
Sounds like
or
it.
Or they can.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. And I'm assuming you're pretty happy with it, Bruce.
Yeah. No, like I say, I wanted to. You know, I met Mike a little bit over three months ago, and you know, became a huge fan. You know, the staff are nice. I mean, everybody's friendly. You know, follow each other on Facebook. You know, so the app also has this thing where you can follow other people in the class, so other people can see how many calories you burn. So you can like their posts. You can comment. And so, again, being a former collegiate athlete that now is getting older, this is the perfect opportunity for me to continue to stay in shape.
Sure.
And we're going on vacation, so I got to get Beachbody ready in the next 2 months. So
we'll talk about where you're going coming up. Bruce will be with us the rest of the hour. Of course, Insight with the Night. Bruce Wayne Jeffrey hangs out with us. Mike Landman, good to hang out.
Awesome.
Good to see you.
Absolutely.
Good luck. If anybody wants to reach you, they can stop by. You know, just go to the police station and look to the east or west.
It's funny you say that because that's what I always say.
Well, that's really easy.
You just play the fight, pull into the police station, I'm round to the west side of it.
I probably, like most people, when I drive by, I don't look at the police station. Mm-hmm. You feel like I don't want to tempt anybody because I speed sometimes. But are you to the east or west?
West of
to it. The west side of
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Awesome. Red Zone Fitness and ML CrossFit together as one. And if you have questions, again, the website is very very well put together, rzdecatur.com. And if anybody wants to call, what's phone number?
Oh, shoot. I don't know, Eric.
The one thing I asked you, you couldn't answer.
I just own the place.
542-5153.
There you go. It was loading up for me. 542-5153. 715 West Southside Drive. Or you could email hello@rzdecatur.com.
There you go.
Mike's probably not going to answer the phone. All right. Get a break. Thanks, Mike. Good to see you, man.
Nice to see you.